Hello and welcome to another episode of Old Faces. Rephrase that. Welcome to Old Faces for those of you who have never ever hung out with us. We're your host. I'm Mr. Mocha.
Mrs. Mocha.
Welcome, my love.
We're getting used to doing the whole live thing.
Yeah, Mrs. Mocha's not even doing her part over here.
I am the computer genius outside of the podcast.
Yes.
He's the inside person.
Well, once again, for those who've never hung out with us, we are the Mochas. We are a veteran lifestyle couple. We created and host the Old Faces podcast.
We've been doing it since March 2020.
Yeah.
We're almost going on 4 years.
Oh, man. We've been doing this for a while. So for those who are wondering, what are we talking about? We're talking about everything lifestyle, swinging, cuckolding, hot wifing, anything that is in the realm of ethical non-monogamy. So, Mrs. Mocha, you want to tell the people how we began? How long have we been in lifestyle together?
Since we met, pretty much. I mean, it wasn't far after that.
Yeah.
I met Mr. Mocha on Plenty of Fish. I know we've told this story before.
Yeah.
I would rather call that Plenty of Fuck because that was what I was doing, a lot of fucking.
I wouldn't get none. I don't understand what happened there.
You look, probably people were afraid to reach out to you.
Well, are you calling me ugly? Thank you, honey.
No, because you looked a little intimidating. I didn't think you would respond to me. I didn't think you would respond to me.
Why not?
Well, also, too, a lot of people were getting catfished at that time.
So. Thought I was going to catfish you?
Who knows? Sorry in advance. My voice is going in and out today because it's freaking 16 degrees here. We are from the south. This is not our weather. So, my voice box does not like it.
Mm.
So, we met on Plenty of Fish, and he said he wasn't getting very mean people. Maybe you mean you weren't getting people that you wanted to talk to.
No, I just wasn't getting many responses, and the responses that I did get were definitely people I didn't want to talk to.
Literally, and I'm over here getting like 300-plus emails a day. One guy telling me, and I know I've told this story before, that his first message to me was, and I'll never forget it. It was definitely like a punchline. What is it called? Pickup line. He said, come feed me your pussy with a spoon.
With a spoon?
That's what he said.
Do people do that? Is that a thing?
And my response was, no, he said, come feed me your pussy. And I said, do you want a spoon with that? And I blocked him because I'm like, fuck you, dude. At least say hello.
Yeah.
Like, I was definitely down to fuck then. I just was like, my profile literally said, single mom of however many children I have and just looking for fun.
Yeah. And she was serious. She was just looking for fun.
I was not looking for anything serious. So, anyways, met Mr. Mocha. We went on like a few, I wouldn't even say dates. I'm not going to even say dates because we went to his house and fucked.
I was about to say, did we really go on a few dates? No. I invited you over my house to play pool.
No, that was kind of a date.
Yeah, we
played pool. And he was super respectful about it, I have to say. He had a roommate at the time. And he even said to me, like, my roommate is inviting his friend over so that, like, you don't feel alone, which was super nice, I thought.
Yeah, I'm a super nice guy.
He was until his penis came out. It was a different story.
My penis was nice, too. What are you talking about?
It was good penis, but I was hurting a lot afterwards because you have 13 inches of cock. We'll get to that story.
Yeah, don't tell people I have a 13-inch penis. That is not true. See, you brought it up, so now you have to tell the story.
Okay, so let's get past the date. So we go on the date. We fuck a few times. We're back and forth for, like, I don't know, maybe what, like 3 or 4 times we met. We had talked, I guess, and he didn't really call it lifestyle in the beginning. He was just like, he basically was like pumping me up. So like, anybody that's met me in person, I'm super friendly, but I'm a little awkward sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept asking me like, what are your fantasies? And I was like, what the fuck? What is this dude asking me shit like this for?
They got to know. I had to make sure you were a freak.
But I started off because, you know, fantasies in the beginning for me, because I was vanilla. Like, that's shit you keep in your head. You don't tell anybody what you think. So I think I started off with, like, what I thought he would like, which was, like, threesomes with girls. Shit yeah. like that.
Yeah, I didn't buy it, though.
But that was fine.
I didn't buy it.
But that's, I guess it comes down to, like, from the beginning, we were very open about things. So he asked me about fantasies, then he finally, like, called on my bullshit and was like, you know, I know that's not your fantasy. You're, like, saying that because I don't. He was very honest from the beginning. And we were just, I was his Monday chick, and he was my Monday dick.
Yeah.
Because that was the only time we didn't have our kids.
Yeah.
We kind of, like, just progressed from there. He was very open from the beginning. And even the times that, like, he made me uncomfortable and I didn't like some of the things he was doing, it was okay because he never lied. He, like, there was never a time where I could be like, this motherfucker's lying. Because he was like, he would call me, how's your day, da-da-da. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck this nerdy chick or whatever.
Yeah. I always had a nickname for everybody.
How could I be mad at that? Like, how could I be mad? I could be possessive if I wanted to be, but we weren't, like, officially together. We were just kind of, I mean, like, he was definitely my more consistent guy, for sure. He was my favorite penis at the time.
At the time? I've lost the number one spot. See, that's what happens when you get married. Then they're like, I don't want that old dick no more.
He's lying. But yeah, so I was, you were like my favorite penis. So I liked that. I just liked that you didn't lie. You could, there was a never a time where he was like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed tonight. And then I knew that wasn't fucking true. He would say, oh, so-and-so's coming over, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, or hey, do you want to come over? The only thing that, not to be negative, but the only thing in the beginning is Mr. Mocha is a night owl for sure.
Yeah.
This motherfucker would text me at like 10:30 at night, be like, hey, you want to come over? And I'm like, fuck, I really want some dick, but I got to be up at 5. I was a teacher at the time. Okay. But I always went.
Yeah. And I was always honest just because I wanted to introduce her to the lifestyle itself, but you know, I didn't like the thought of guys who, or people who are, you know, they're in a lifestyle and they go, oh well, you know, once we get into relationship, I will, you know, once we're really deep into our relationship, then I'll let them know about it. But I didn't want to do that. So before we got super deep into our relationship, I was always very honest. I mean, I was always very promiscuous. I was fucking. That was just what it was. And
I knew how many girlfriends did you have?
5.
Mm-hmm. When we met.
When we met.
Well, let's not say girlfriends. Let's just say women that he consistently in a rotation.
Yeah, women. There were 5 women who I consistently, you know, fucked, went out with, you know, kind of dated.
Went on vacations with.
Yeah, and so, and I was very honest. Everybody knew. Like, I didn't lie about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was always the thing that I would tell people. I would always tell women, like, don't tell me you want me to be honest. And then when I'm honest, you get upset. You know, and so
that's the only
Mrs. Mocha was always good. She never, like, she was good with my honesty.
It was also because, too, I'd been in the dating pool swimming in dicks for a while. And I did have some guys
backstroking in cocks.
Yeah, like, I had guys that, this is, oh, God, please don't judge me, guys. Okay, but I had guys that were entertainment to me. Like, they were fun to hang out with, but I knew that, like, that was never going to be, like, a relationship. It was dudes that, you know, we just did fun things together, but I knew that I would never have them around my children.
They were just around for dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had some pretty consistent guys that, one, that Mr. Mocha actually trained at the gym.
Yeah.
Later in life.
Yeah.
And they knew about each other, of course, because I didn't lie to the other guys either. And that was an entertaining situation for sure.
Yeah. So I think stepping into the lifestyle, getting Mrs. Mocha into the lifestyle was fairly simple just because early on, just because of her background, it was challenging for her to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck somebody. And quickly, very quickly, I just let her know, like, I'm going to be doing stuff. I want you to be honest. I don't want you to think you have to lie about what you want to do, how you want to do it. So just don't lie. Just don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And once you started telling me, yeah, I'm going on a date, or I went to the bar and I'm going to fuck this guy, then...
And let's just be honest, I did lie to him a few times because I came out of a relationship that was based on crazy jealousy. So at first I didn't want to tell him the truth because I'm like, why do I have to tell him anything? But then the longer we were around each other, because people are going to think I'm lame for saying this, but he was my friend, my really good friend first. He like kind of took me out of a really bad headspace, and then he just one day told me I was his girlfriend. I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of the kids, so I couldn't even be like, I'm not going to be your girlfriend.
She wasn't going to say that. You know, so I think that the first thing for us, you know, getting into the lifestyle together was kind of a conditioning thing. And I know most people come into the lifestyle after they're already a committed couple. We came into the lifestyle. The things that people do in the lifestyle, I encourage her to do right from the very beginning. I told her early, I don't think it's realistic for me to have sex with the same woman for the rest of my life. I can love someone for the rest of my life, but to me, sex was a physical thing. And because of her background, being able to be honest and say, okay, yeah, I want to do that, was challenging. She was honest and said, you know, yeah, she likes dick. She likes multiple dicks. So she was honest about that. You know, that was her first start. And then, of course, you know, come on. We all know that when you are in the dating pool, like she said, you're not necessarily honest to people. And no. Because it's really none of their fucking business. But it's also honesty with a stranger or a person you don't really know. You have to make a person feel safe enough to be honest and tell you things.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It has to be comfortability.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more honest he was, the more honest I became.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I lied my ass off in the beginning because I was like, this dude's full of shit. He's trying to set me up and do this and do that because it didn't seem real. Like, oh, you know, I'm just fucking all these chicks. But I've met plenty of guys that are like, oh, I'm fucking all these chicks. And as soon as I talk about another dude, like, there's something wrong. Yeah. Like, I had one guy that he was a light-skinned dude, and he consistently talked about dark-skinned dudes. Like, it was like such a... He was like, he was light skinned, but he talked about dark skinned dudes like in a racist way.
Yeah.
And it drove me fucking crazy. And I stopped talking to him because of that. Because I was like, I couldn't like understand how that was even a thing. Like he was profiling all dark skinned people into one category, and that they only fucking do this and they only fucking do that. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely met some weirdos.
I mean, like, I think that's just part of the dating pool. I'm sure there were plenty of guys that thought I was weird, too. So.
Oh, you definitely were weird. And FYI, I'll let everybody know, and this is the thing I also love about my wife. She's always been a shitty liar. Okay. Lying was never her thing. Like, she would do it, and I would be looking like, that's not even a good lie.
Like how you look at your teenage kids, and you're like, I know you're fucking lying, but okay, we'll give you that one.
She probably thought I was a mind reader when we first got together because I always knew when she was lying. It's like, it was just a bad lie. It's not me. It's the lie. Lie's bad. And then, you know, once she got to the point where she knew she could be honest and tell the truth and she knew I wouldn't freak out, then that was a place in our relationship where it kind of took a huge step because.
But let's just pause on that. It took me years to get completely there to where I could tell him everything. I wasn't lying as much, but I was not saying everything. And then that's not a lie, right?
No, it's a lie by omission, but it's also understandable. I think.
And it was all like sexual stuff. It was never like. And it wasn't that I was doing something that he wasn't okay with. It was more in my head. I couldn't tell him that because what if he gets upset about it? You know, like that was always in the back of my mind. So I would sugarcoat things until. Mm-hmm. I realized I didn't have to sugarcoat things.
Or omit. But it's not natural, and I know people are going to judge me for saying this. It is not natural to tell everything to your spouse. Most people have a best friend, and dudes, we all know, we all got shit that we would never say to our girl, and ladies, you have stuff that you'll never say to your guy. And for me, I wanted a woman who can say the things that she can only say to her best friend. And I wanted a woman who I can tell things that I can only say to my best friend. And the hardest part is when those things are about you. So if it's, you know, my attitude, I'm getting on the nerves, I don't like this, you know, sexual desires, whatever it was. So once we got to that place in our relationship where we were there, everything really, our relationship got stronger. You know, we stepped into, she knew about the lifestyle. She was comfortable with the concept of the lifestyle. So once we really stepped into the lifestyle, she went into the lifestyle just very open, very comfortable, very honest. And she didn't realize that. Yeah. She didn't know that other people didn't have our relationship. So
I just didn't know that. Like, when I would go into, like, a club or a party or whatever, I'm fucking drinking, I'm getting butt naked, and I'm ready to let go. And I'm dancing and just doing, like, whatever makes it fun for me, because for me it was such a freeing environment compared to where I was before. And then later on down the line, because Mr. Mocha can tell you, sometimes I'm oblivious to, like, people being upset or, mm-hmm. is it, would you say that? Like, upset or just...
My wife has.
I'm super friendly to everybody, so unless you, like, tell me, like, don't do that, I will just do whatever. And I don't do anything mean. I just am friendly to everyone, but I didn't realize there were some people that didn't like me.
So understand, like, we will go to a party in the beginning. She go to a party.
Tell them about our first house party.
So our very first house party, we go in, and we met the couple, I think, at a meet and greet.
Yeah, and we didn't even know we were on the list.
Yeah, so we get invited to this house party, so we go in now. Up to at this point, you know, we've been to trapeze, other lifestyle clubs. You know, we've played with couples. You know, that was still back in the Craigslist days where you find couples on fucking Craigslist and all mm-hmm. that crazy shit. So we've been in the lifestyle, living it up for a while, and then we get invited to this party. So Mrs. Mocha is conditioned to be very honest, and she also was under the impression that our relationship was a representation of everyone's relationship and lifestyle. So me, I'm like, listen, be carefree, do what you want to do, get naked. So we go into the party, 5 minutes into being in the party, she's saying hi to people, she strips all of her clothes off.
But wait, it was because they were playing like this game. It was like something where we had to cram dollar bills down like your panties or something like that, and guys had to pull it out with their teeth. And you win if, like, the people got the most dollar bills or something, or they had to put it down your panties or something. So, of course, everybody else has clothes on, and I'm like, I'm getting fucking naked. This is going to be fun.
Finish. Yeah, she gets naked, and everybody in the party's like, this is a swingers party. So
I had no idea that was unacceptable.
I didn't either. Like, I was in the lifestyle before Mrs. Mocha. I'd been to some really wild swingers party. So this is the first time we go to a swingers party together. And she just strips naked and she's walking around. Everybody's like, oh my God, she's naked. She's naked. She's naked. She's naked. Like every, it was
like in the same building or same house, everyone is in lingerie. So I'm like, what's the difference?
I agree. So needless to say, so we're at this party and yeah. We're at this party, and Mrs. Mocha gets naked first. And then, you know, she wants to play, so...
I suck Mr. Mocha's dick, and then this chick comes over and starts sucking his dick in the middle of, like, their living room basement.
Yeah.
And it was also...
Is that the one where you had the photo of all those...
Yes.
Yeah.
Where okay. I was, like, had your dick in my mouth, and then the chick was, like, licking your balls, and we took all those pictures. Yes.
Yeah. So that was our first house party, but... Mrs. Mocha just went wild. So she's getting people naked. So she's making all the other women get naked. She's like, we're the first people to play. We play with a couple in the room.
Wait, let's tell you the story. It was more of an orgy. There were several couples in the room. This lady walks in because she knows she's full swap. Everybody in the room's full swap. She walks in the room. She's very drunk. Claps her hands.
No. That wasn't there.
Yeah.
That wasn't there. No, that wasn't there.
It was the same house party.
Not there. It's the same house party, but not the same time.
Oh, okay.
That was a good time later that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the first one is when you met the dude who had the tattoo.
Oh, yeah, he has a tattoo, a flame tattooed on his dick, and we had seen him on SCC several times, and he pulled his dick out, and I was like, over the fucking moon.
Yeah, she was like, that's the one with the fire tattooed on his cock. So she sucked it.
I fucked it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that being said, Mrs. Mocha's just between the dancing, so she's got everybody dancing. She's got the party just going absolutely wild. So after that, everybody's like, we've never had a party like this before. We have parties all the time. And so Mrs. Mocha, because of her antics, we just got invited to every party. We were invited to every single party. And I shit you not. A party wasn't a party until she walked in. She walked into every party, and they would have bets. The bets would be how long will she keep her clothes on. It would be like an over-under, like, nobody bet more than 15 minutes. So it would be a bet between, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. 15 was always the highest, but nobody did go with that. So, like, they would literally make bets on how long she'd have her clothes on.
There were several people that didn't recognize me.
Oh, God, that was...
Until I had my clothes off.
That was always. That was always. We go to parties. I remember we went to this one party. We met this couple over and over. So we go into the party. It's cold outside. So she walks in. She walks downstairs. And she says hi to somebody. We say hi to people. And no one really responds. We come upstairs. She got naked. And then somebody screams, oh, my God.
I've been looking for you. And dude, she's like, I've been here for like an hour.
We weren't there for an hour. We're here for like 15 minutes because we went downstairs. But she got naked downstairs right away because it was warm. But we hadn't come back upstairs. So we come upstairs and everybody's yelling. It's like, you do realize we had to walk past all of you people to get down there. So same thing. We go to Trapeze and people walk by her all the time until she got naked. And then, you know, they'd be like, oh, that's a naked. And that's how people describe, oh, you're the guy with the naked wife, right? So that was pretty much, that was how we were described when we first, you know, started partying in the lifestyle. But Mrs. Mocha had a lot of challenges because she expected every couple to be honest. Like, she expected every...
The time that I got in trouble for asking, I walked up to a couple, I'm like, so do you guys want to fuck? And Mr. Mocha's like, no, don't do that. But then they ended up fucking us.
Yeah, because my wife doesn't always read the room. Like, this lady is looking at you, like, staring daggers at you. And I'm like, honey, read the room. You know, and then, you know, we have the ones where the husband would flirt with her when the wife wasn't around. But Mrs. Mocha is oblivious. She assumed since she could flirt anytime, so could everybody else. So
I wasn't disrespectful, though.
No, she was never disrespectful. If somebody flirted with her, she thought it was open season.
Yeah. Sorry, Apollo just got on our live here.
Yeah, there's Apollo.
He looks like a Q-tip. I'm sorry in advance. He had a bath yesterday.
Yeah, she took him, and now he looks like a
Q-tip. He looks like a Q-tip.
He's over here eyeballing
me. They blew his hair out. Anyways, yeah. So... long story short, I just thought everybody was like, it was a very like non-judgmental environment. So I went into it with that thought process. So I didn't think like, even if they didn't have our dynamic, I was still nice to everybody. And I tried to dance with everybody. And I, you know, even if they didn't have our dynamic, and there were a few times where people are like, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. Well, let's just go dance. You know, like. I wasn't pushy. I think it was, Mr. Mocha later told me that it was intimidating to people, but I didn't know because I wasn't trying to be that way at all. I think
that's where we that's when we really learned as a couple that, you know, we thought at first as a couple, it seemed like all of these couples in the lifestyle, they all had their shit together. Well, they have to have their shit together. They're fucking people. You know, they can't have drama. They're here having sex with couples. They're doing all of these things. And so we kind of went into it thinking that everybody had our dynamics. Everybody, you know, was honest and things like that. And then, you know, we get to parties and I think that was found to be not true. I think it was like that first party, there was some couple outside yelling and screaming at each other.
Yes.
And that's when we learned that just because people are in the lifestyle, just because people are swingers or whatever, it doesn't mean that they don't have the same problems and the same issues.
Were they yelling outside?
Yeah, they were outside. The cops came to that party.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't come inside, but they were outside.
Thank God. We all would have been on the news.
Yeah, in the nude.
Exactly. Good way to be outed, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that was when we started realizing. Then we started seeing the patterns. We started seeing the patterns with other couples and people. And then, you know, people would tell us, you guys aren't real. Like, nobody's relationship's that good. And Mrs. Mo could be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean?
Yep.
You know, like.
Because we actually had a couple stop talking to us because she thought we weren't real. She was just like, oh.
Thought we were faking it.
Yeah, like thought we were faking it for lifestyle. And we were not married at the time when that happened.
No.
I think some people we were probably planning on getting married sometime around that point. But I mean, we already lived together. We had everything together. So I wasn't stressed about that. But yeah, she just was just like, there's no way that you guys love each other that much. But I mean, honestly, because I came from such a bad relationship before him, it was very easy to be in love with him and be honest once I was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a big head.
Too late. But I also, for us, it was just, I've always thought it was strange at that time. At that time, I thought it was very strange that people would be in a lifestyle as a couple, engaging with other people a certain way without having a relationship that was really tight. You know, the first part of our relationship was just building it. Don't get me wrong. Everybody still has problems. We still have disagreements. But
I had a lot of insecurities. Not a lot. I had some.
And we worked through them.
Mm-hmm.
But we worked through them. And insecurities, we can always find new ones. That's just part of being, you know, people. Mm-hmm. But the way we worked through our problems, the way we talked, the way we communicated, we didn't realize that there were so many issues within the lifestyle until people started to come and talk to us. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, can we talk to you, Mrs. Mocha? Hey, Mr. Mocha, can I ask your advice? And it kind of turned to a thing where we start realizing that a lot of lifestyle people didn't have a place in the community to go and actually find people to help them work through their issues.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Mocha was probably, there came a time where her Facebook was always full of somebody who had this little problem here and needed an opinion about this. And, you know, Mrs. Mocha was always a social one, and I was a little more, you know, I smile when it's time to whip out my dick. But for the most part, I was just following her around and making sure she didn't, you know, scare some.
Suck a dick.
Yeah. Which I wasn't good at that because she sucked a lot of those. But then eventually it turned to a thing where we'd have couples, you know, Mrs. Mocha, well, just have your husband call my husband and he'll talk to him. And I think that was probably the thing that kind of got us,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, talking. Because we're jumping through years. This was years of this happening, you know.
We should probably pause on the drama part where, so I had a hysterectomy. Mr. Mocha was traveling out of town all the time, so I went to a house party. Usually, if I went somewhere without him, I went with, like, a couple that I knew. I never, mm-hmm. I went alone, but I always went with somebody that I felt safe with.
Mm-hmm.
I went with this couple. Lady told me I could play with her husband. He fucked me in the ass because my coochie was still kind of broken. Mr. Mocha hates when I say coochie, so vagina. My vagina was still kind of broken.
No, I don't mind when you say coochie. I hate when you say cooter.
Oh, well, I won't say cooter today.
Okay.
Old Cooter Brown. Anyway, so she said it was okay. And then he starts fucking me in the ass. And I don't know if we were in the room too long or she was drunk. I don't know. Because, you know, stuff like that happens. She fucking, the door flies open. We're in a room. Flies open. And she starts screaming at him in Spanish. Luckily, I knew enough Spanish that I knew to get the fuck out of there. And so anyways, I left the room, but in my mind, because I'd never wanted to hurt anybody's feelings, really, I was like more concerned like what I did. Did I misunderstand her? Because there was always drinking at those parties. And not that that's an excuse, but like maybe I misunderstood. Maybe I did something fucked up. But then I realized later that it was absolutely not me. It was them. Mm-hmm. It was like a them problem. But I got home and I called Mr. Mocha and I like told him what happened. He was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I know. I don't know what I did. And he had to tell me like, you didn't do anything. I'm sure it was just them. You know, maybe she got insecure or whatever. So don't think like going through lifestyle is just going to be a fucking smooth ride, because there's always going to be roller coasters and you're going to come out some nights like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
That was one of the nights for me. Because like I said, I don't ever want to disrespect the lady or break a rule that somebody else has, you know, set for their relationship, but somebody didn't tell me about it. But I found out later on there was no rule broken.
Yeah, Mrs. Mocha was never the rule breaker. That was always my issue. So, you know, I think saying that for people who are planning on getting into the lifestyle, I think the lifestyle is amazing. I think 99% of our friends are lifestyle. Most of our entertainment, you know, anything that we go do, we're usually hanging around lifestyle people because we can be very honest with them. You know, when you're around people who are not in the lifestyle, it's kind of weird. Like if they ask you, what'd you do this weekend? You know, I can't, you know, not really socially acceptable.
I eventually stopped
to
having
say,
vanilla friends.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I felt Mr. Like Mocha lying, yeah. said, I'm a bad liar.
Yeah.
So, I worked with teachers, other teachers, and teachers are freaks. I can't say all of them, but there's a big percentage of us that are we out there hoeing. But, I mean, you have to be kind of crazy to deal with kids all day.
Yeah, Mrs. Mocha's like, I definitely wasn't sucking a bunch of cocks this weekend. Like, oh, bad liar.
Yeah. So I didn't tell people about. Like, I didn't really. It was sad because it got to the point where, like, I stopped having friends at all. And just was, I know this sounds crazy, but I was just professional at work because I couldn't, there was no like in between for me. There was no, oh, I can just give a little gray area because I was such a bad liar.
Yeah.
So we just had to start. Oh, it was great. Thanks.
Yeah. So, you know, that being said, when we're talking to people who are new to the lifestyle, when we start, and when people come to us and ask like, hey, if we want to get into the lifestyle, what do you recommend? How do we get into it? What can we expect? What kind of pitfalls are there? How do you deal with jealousy, insecurity? Because there's a lot. The first thing that I'd say is understand that when you and your significant other steps into the lifestyle, your relationship is a brand new relationship. It is not the same. You know, whatever you were before you decided to get into the lifestyle, all the rules are going to be different. All the emotions are going to be different because now you are letting other people come into your space.
Mm-hmm.
And when other people come into your space, you have a new set of behaviors. And oftentimes you're going to see your spouse behave or your significant other behave differently, or you're going to see what it looks like when your significant other flirts with somebody, or what it looks like
gets excited riding a new penis.
Yeah, you're going to see all of that. And now you have a brand new set of emotions to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you know basic addition, when somebody throws a calculus book in there, it's not the same. It is not the same. And that's really.
But the best piece of advice we can give, though, is that just because you have that one argument doesn't mean like stop. The whole thing is pushing boundaries, just like in the beginning when you're dating. You're like comfortable with people and each other, but you're pushing through like some walls that you had there before. So you just got to push through some walls
and
the lifestyle, too. I'm just saying. Balls to the wall, literally.
Yeah. So, lifestyle 101. If someone said, What would be the first thing you did if you and your partner says we want to get into the lifestyle? What would you tell them to do first, day one? You had the conversation. Now, how do we enter it? What would you tell them to do first?
Talk about your fantasies, because you need to know what common interests. Like, talk about your fantasies and see what common, I don't want to say common fantasies, but where common interests are there, because you're going to want to start there. Yeah, because if you do that, then you're kind of, you'll be on the same page. But always talk about them first. I mean, some people, though, I mean, we can't say that whatever your method of doing it won't work, because we've seen people go in, never been to a sex club before, ever, walk in, fuck some people, and then they got out of it for 6 months because they didn't know they were ready for it. But, I mean, we've seen that happen, and they've come back around full force.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would just say, I think we've said it several episodes before, but talk about your fantasies, play them out while you're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it actually comes around, it's going to be a completely different feeling. It may be really good, it may be really bad, but that doesn't mean like, oh, we're not ever doing this again. Don't do that to your significant other, because then I can't say there'll be resentment there, but then they're going to be scared to go any further into their fantasies with you. So what if they had a fantasy, they said they wanted to just do, you know, just fuck next to another couple. Let's just start from really small, you know. We want to fuck next to another couple. But then the guy freaks out because the girl reaches over and grabs her tit. I mean, are you going to freak out on her in the car? Or are you just going to say, sorry, that was a weird reaction. I didn't know how I was going to feel about that. Like, that's the...
I mean, that's you're on like step 4 or 5. I mean, you talk about the fantasies first, like before you even get
into
that.
No, I know that.
Situation.
I was just going through the set.
So,
yeah. Like if you
so
make it to that, so. That's your fantasy. So then by the time you get there, but just don't, what I'm saying is once you see it, once the sensation's there, if you don't want to do it again, another try the next day, obviously that's okay, but don't berate your significant other about it.
Yeah.
It's going to make you feel a way, but you have to learn how to control your emotions when it comes to that. And there were several times that I thought I was controlling my faces around Mr. Mocha, and I wasn't.
No, she wasn't. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, I understood that because I'd been in the lifestyle for a good amount of time before we got into the lifestyle together, I'd seen a lot of reactions and a lot of things that people had gone through. So I expected her to go through these things. I say, you know, after you discuss your fantasies and you play them out during sex, I think the next step would be to do research. Do as much research as you can, because, you know, when we first got into the lifestyle, there wasn't a whole lot of research that you could do. But now, in 2024, you have, you know, lifestyle podcasts like ours. You have articles. You have a lot of different resources.
Just don't watch the reality TV shows.
We're not talking about the reality TV shit.
Reality
TV is always the worst representative.
Yeah, for lifestyle.
Of swingers. I would definitely look into some groups where you can speak to people.
I mean, they have groups all over SDC. You can sign up for any, like...
Well, you got to tell them about that. They don't know what that is.
Swingers Day Club. Yeah. SDC. It's so, just a... It's for any...
So, swingers...
Anything
websites.
On the spectrum.
Yeah, lifestyle websites. That would be a thing that I would say do, you know, once you've talked about it and fantasized about it, then I would get on... Well, I mean, I would say watch porn, too. I'd definitely say...
Watch porn together.
Yes, I would say watch porn together that simulates or represents the fantasy that you have. the biggest challenge that I think people have is they will talk about the fantasies that they have, but if you don't actually visualize those things in your head, because it's very easy not to visualize it, you can say, okay, yeah, it's okay if you go and if we go and play with people, if we have sex with another couple, but not visualize it. Because if you visualize it, what's going to come with that visual.
One
of us got to be in the
visualization.
Thank you. The visualization. You know, the emotions are going to come with it. You're going to feel the emotions. You know, I'd use an example talking to my boy Socrates, who's on. What's going on, Socrates? If I say the word vomit, you can visualize that. You can feel, you know, you remember what it felt like to do that. If I say something.
You could have used a better analogy there.
Because it's a strong word.
Could have said come or something.
No. Like, come to it. Come doesn't elicit the emotions you want. You know, vomit elicits an emotion. And then that same feeling to a person who's never seen his significant other get fucked by another dude, or a woman who's never seen her husband fuck another woman. If you've never done it and you say you want to be in a lifestyle and that's the route that you want to take, you should be able to close your eyes and fantasize about or visualize your significant other having sex with someone else. And the great thing about the human brain is all those emotions are going to pop right up and you get to deal with them. And you can deal with those emotions over and over and over until they don't make you want to slap your husband. And any
and
woman
I actually
out there,
thought I was going to do better without seeing it. But then after we kind of done things together for a while, I got in my head because then I don't know what he's doing. Not that I didn't trust him. It was just a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like it's on both ends of the spectrum, because mm-hmm. some people will be like, oh, I just go let her or him do whatever they want to do. But
and that's because they visualize it and they don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But then it's even worse because we've had people sitting at home jealous.
Yeah.
That because they don't know what's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, for all the great things that comes with the lifestyle, I think one of the biggest failures for most people who get into it is not to look at the possible downfalls or the possible challenges. You know, if you're going to go buy a house, you don't go, oh, we're going to. Yeah, I saw this house online. It looks great. Did you check out the neighborhood? Did you go and look inside and get an understanding? Well, the house looks great outside, but everything on the inside is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the lifestyle. The lifestyle is amazing. The things, the people are amazing. Your relationship, if you get into it and you're successful, is going to go to the next level, your communication. But a lot of people, and as a dude, I can speak for dudes. We think with our penises. So if I'm thinking, hey, you know my dick, you know how it thinks for me. So as a dude, if you're thinking about the lifestyle and you're all excited, oh, I want to get into this, I want to do this, a lot of times you don't think about the bad part and the pitfalls. So
calm your penis, because if you're not paying attention to your girl, she's going to lose it.
Yeah, yeah.
The club, then you're going to be like, hey, I can't say you'll forever be a drama couple, because there's a few times that I did some rather embarrassing things. We're still here. I can't say those people ever talk to us again, but we're still here.
And that's, you know, the honest thing is this. We've had a lot of amazing experiences, but a lot of our shitty experiences also made it easier and makes it easier for us when people reach out to us and ask us questions, because, you know, we've been in it. We felt it. We've experienced these things.
And now, the common misconception is that, like, ooh, we're just breezing through this shit.
Mm-mm. No.
Mr. Mocha breezed through a lot of things. I, on the other hand, did not. It took me a long time and a lot of communication with him. But my problem was, in the beginning, I didn't communicate some things because I didn't want him to. How was the best way to put it? I didn't want to lose my street cred, because I was always like, oh, no, that's fine. You can do that. Or, oh, this is fine.
Yeah,
just
Mrs.
Mocha
would always act like things. Oh, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I knew it would bother her. But, you know, she didn't want to, you know, she'd always say, I ain't no bitch. Like, okay. You know,
I ain't no bitch.
But I think the thing that we left out first was communication. Communication is the biggest thing. Communication is absolutely first. I don't want to touch her. I don't want to have to pet your poodle. But communication is the first thing, and it never stops. Communication from the first day you have the conversation about it. I would say communicate about your fantasies, communicate about your expectations, communicate once you through every step. And even now we still communicate. Our communication is the thing that we do the best and the thing that we do the most. We're very consistent about it. I'm It's very rare now that I'm surprised if she's upset or if something bothers her, because we've communicated so much that usually I can predict what's going to piss her off and she can predict what'll piss me off. I can predict when we're going out to an event when she's just not feeling well. And feeling well is not necessarily a physical thing. It can be she worked like crazy. She just had a rough week. And then we got up and we went somewhere and she didn't have the time to process all the bullshit from the week. And I know when we get there, get to that place or on the way to that place, I've got to say something stupid to make her laugh or, you know, try to get her in that headspace. Or if she hasn't made it there yet, you know, I'll run interference once we get to where we're going until she is where she needs to be. But all of that comes from our communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. And like I said, I think, I don't know if you guys have seen like the TikTok where it says, I'm the drama. That's definitely me. Mr. Mocha is like, I'm not like dramatic, but the things that usually the arguments that we have had have been because I've done something stupid. I can admit I'm more of the issue than he is when it came to that. But he also had already been through it with in another relationship and then as a single guy. So I think having him helped me navigate better, but it didn't help. It wasn't going to prevent insecurities. It helped with a lot of them, but there were still just times. And my problem was, is I would bottle up until I was about to explode. Then I would throw up all the things that I was pissed off about for the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, well, what the fuck? Are you okay?
Yeah. How do we get here?
Yeah.
But I mean, so I do, saying all that, if you're new and you're thinking about getting into the lifestyle, make sure you go into it with your eyes wide open. If you do, ethical non-monogamy, you know, being able to have sex with other people or interact sexually with other people in a relationship with your partner is fully aware and on board is an amazing place.
And even if you fantasize about it, talked about it, this, that, and the other, you know, there are some clubs that you can just go to and you just tell people you're not playing. Mm-hmm. And you just observe, because then it's in your face. That doesn't mean...
And if you don't know what playing means you're not engaging in any sexual acts.
Yeah, so you could just tell them, you know, like, hey, we're not playing. We're just here to, you know, kind of check things out. It's our first time. Or you just tell people you're new. Mm-hmm. Then everybody's even more friendly.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, holy shit, you. Hey, welcome. Oh, my God. Sir. Our dog is a bully. I'm so sorry.
And the creepy, you know, he just creeps right in.
But, yeah, I mean, communication, like Mr. Mocha said, and then, you know, just find what works for you. But there has to be a lot of conversation for it to work for you. And screaming and yelling does not do anything. Being frustrated is okay, but be frustrated after the event and tell each other how it made you feel. This made me feel like this. This made me feel like that. Take some time, because I know Mr. Mocha thinks very quickly when it comes to like us having a discussion. I'm holding quotation fingers up. I need time to think about and like go through the motions and what I'm really feeling. Am I upset at him because he did this, or am I upset because I didn't do something? Or I don't know a good example of that, but I always have to go through my own motions first. But I'm very quick-witted, but when it comes to like arguments, I'm very emotional, and I know that, so I pause my thought process.
Yeah, day-to-day sarcasm, I don't even try to keep up with her, because my wife thinks she's funny. And when it comes to witty, I can't compete. But it's very hard to make me upset. So when we would get into discussions, and we've never been into yelling at each other.
No.
I think in, 13 years, probably.
The only time Mr. Mocha's actually, like, we can say yelling, quotations, was his voice goes like a few octaves higher. And he was saying a few curse words. And they weren't even at me. It was he doesn't really like curse in conversations. I'm like a fucking sailor over here, but
no, I don't curse. I don't curse often when we're getting into a discussion, a serious mm-hmm. discussion, but I curse all the time.
But if he says fucking this and that, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I hit a whole nother nerve. Either he needs a nap, because Mr. Mocha does not sleep.
Yeah. When I need a nap, I'm tired. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know when he's tired now, because his patience is a lot smaller. Like, his eyes look like he's high, and he does, like, this smile that looks, he's about to do it. on camera like that. And then he like smirks. And then I know like something bad's about to happen. I'm like, okay, he should probably take a nap. And I'm not afraid of him, but I don't, you know, like, just like if I was tired and irritated, I wouldn't fuck with him about anything. So
yeah,
if
I don't fuck with her in the morning. Like I've learned, like, in the morning, I don't speak to her in the morning. I mean, in the morning, the only thing I can do, like, I can fondle her in the morning. She's good with that. I can kiss her in the morning. I can make her food in the morning. I can take the dog outside. I can do nice stuff in the morning. But anything that requires
speaking,
mental energy, anything that requires tasks, anything that may annoy her, anything that may interrupt her sleep that is non-sexual or non-physical contact, like cuddling, anything that involves waking her up when she told me to wake her up at a certain time because she said, do not let me oversleep, and I try to wake her up, that's another time where I receive verbal abuse. So, yes, couples know, you know when not to mess with your spouse.
And when he says verbal abuse is just not very good morning person.
Her verbal abuse is not cursing. Like she won't yell, she won't scream, but what she'll do is she'll cry on me. And if she doesn't cry a lot, but I've made her cry in the mornings. And when I say made her cry, it's as soon as I wake up, my brain is going. I'm getting ready to go out the door and she's awake. She's physically awake. She's looking at me. She just says she loved me. All of this good stuff. And I'm like, hey, I need to do this, 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 and this. Mm-mm. And then she's like, oh, I got to get taken. I'm like, whoa.
Let's just, for example, okay, we've been together a long time. We're going on year 14, all right? This year will be 14. This guy at Mocha, I'm going to call him out a little bit. He was definitely thinking with his penis, all right? Let's put it that way. He woke up.
Surprise.
He said, I'm going to breakfast. And then I'm going to come back upstairs and give you some. And all I said to him in response was, I had just woken up. We went to bed very, very late. It's my first time back in Mocha. And I said, if you're not going to come back up, just let me know so I can go back to bed. I don't know what I set him off about. But then we're yelling at each other in the hotel room. Like, what was it, like the second day of Mocha?
No, we weren't yelling at each other. We never yelled. That's not what we do.
Because I don't even know what it was about.
No, I don't remember.
But whatever I said hit a nerve.
Yeah. So if she was half asleep.
But it was because I just woke up and he asked me a question and I responded and I probably said it with like some type of attitude.
Yeah. Like in her mind, she said, my lovely husband.
I did not say that.
In her mind, this is how she thinks. My lovely husband. If you're going to come back up, just let me know. That's what she thinks she said. But I can assure you, like, when she wakes up and she's in that mood, she'll say something, like, real quick and real, like, snippy. She's never rude. She's just snippy. And, like, people can watch us argue and not know that we're arguing.
Do you see right now,
like,
where his eyes
like
are
right
squinty?
Now, right now, this is an argument. This is how we argue right
closed.
Here. Okay, if this is how we argue. Yeah. So you can be with us when we argue. You never know. But she knows when I have an attitude, and I know when she has an attitude. No one else will know, because I'm such a direct person. People would, like, when we're bantering back and forth, like joking, people think we're arguing. That's not how we argue.
Well, they would have definitely known we were arguing that day, because I was crying.
Oh, yeah.
That was the crying time. So I had to stay in the room for, like, and I was like, at that point, I'm like, I don't even want any dick, so have a good breakfast.
And I'm all confused, like, how did we get here? I'm downstairs eating my breakfast, like, how did we get there?
He was fine. He went downstairs and talked to everybody and was fine. And I went downstairs and talked to everybody and we were fine like 20 minutes later. Yeah. It was probably a me problem, not a him.
She just needed some dick after she woke up.
I don't think I did.
No, no, because if you wanted dick, you'd have been nice.
No, I think...
She's nice if she wanted dick.
I think I was already stressed because that was my first back to Mocha. Hmm. It was our first, and I think I was just already stressed about that and like... more worried about like other stuff, so I probably was a bitch. So, but I can tell you that he was a dickhead because I woke up and he talked to me. Just saying.
Yes, I started speaking.
I woke up, but I don't. Like I said, I don't mess with him if he needs sleep because his patience is shiitake.
Which I usually don't know that I need sleep. No. Until she says, you're getting grumpy, you need to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll just be like, why are you grumpy? And then I'll see his eyes like how they are right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he needs a nap. Yeah. Okay, so let me not mess with him. So I'll leave him alone and make him some food and be nicer to him so that, you know, he needs gentle parenting sometimes.
This is true.
Okay, sometimes tough love does not work. Mr. Mocha is not that person.
Yeah, no, tough love is not productive with me.
No. Yeah. But yeah, if you're, like I said, we are all human. We still have, you know, little arguments, but they're not usually lifestyle related.
Yeah.
Normally, that's about the kids or the dog or, you know, like vanilla stuff, work or, you know, something like that. It's not usually like lifestyle related, and it's more so because maybe he's in a bad mood that day, maybe I'm in a bad mood. And what we understand is that just because he's in a bad mood doesn't mean that I need to support him during his bad mood, because he supports me through all the way through menopause. Mm-hmm.
And I think and with our lifestyle stuff, like we've always tried to make sure that lifestyle stuff is not things that create major problems for us. That's communication. Mrs. Mocha going through the surgery she went through, and even the different medical issues that she's still going through, we kind of have a thing where it's be very honest in a space where if Mrs. Mocha is not in the headspace for a thing, we don't do it.
And he's done a lot more things, like more recently, just as a separation. And that was like another thing. We're jumping way ahead.
Separation.
Separate playthings.
Is it we get separated?
I'm dead.
Are we separated?
Not today.
I mean, I didn't know. Like, I was hoping to get some head later if we're. I get that.
Can have mad makeup sex.
Okay.
So, we started doing things separate. Is all I meant. Like before, we've always done things separately, like as far as play dates and stuff like that. But because I've just been weird head asbestos. Because I've been in a weird headspace, like there was a point in time where he was traveling a lot for work, and I was just fucking out going crazy. Not crazy.
Explain.
I was fucking a lot.
She was okay for.
I was having a lot of play dates.
For anyone who doesn't understand what she's saying, I'll translate.
Thank you.
So when I was traveling a lot, we made sure that she was still able to enjoy the lifestyle. So we communicated together. If we had certain guys in the lifestyle who we knew, we trusted. We had a few couples in the lifestyle who we knew and we trusted. And we would talk about it, and she would go and enjoy that aspect of the lifestyle while I was out traveling and working.
Mm-hmm.
But for new people, I mean, this is obviously advanced stuff. You know, the lifestyle continues to evolve. You start off where you're making out in front of people, then you're fucking in front of people, and then, you know, you may do some petting and touching and making out with other people, and then, you know, it continues to grow.
The story was going, though, that your good time, my good time was your good time, and now your good time is my good time. Like, I never wanted to be unfair, so that's where the story was going. Just try to be fair in everything that you do. Even if you're uncomfortable with it, but if you're comfortable in your relationship, like there are a few women, very few, that I didn't particularly care for Mr. Mocha to play with, but that wasn't my choice. I wasn't fucking the chick. And I knew that, you know, I trusted him that he would do, you know, whatever he needed to do. Because when I say worried about it, I meant like they were a little clingy.
They were
a little too clingy for me.
No, we've definitely had those.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, he always controlled it well. So I didn't, whatever you want to deal with is what you want to deal with, you know. But anyways, again, just saying that story, we started doing things separately. But I still want him to have a good time, even if I'm not doing as much right now. Because that's fair. It's been our whole relationship.
But, and here's the thing. It's also trusting. Mm-hmm. It's a trusting. It's an evolution of where we are in the lifestyle. If, you know, when we first got into the lifestyle together and Mrs. Mocha, you know, was at a place where she could not necessarily play as much as she wanted to, at that point in our relationship, it probably wouldn't have worked out if if I was playing all the time and she wasn't, it probably wouldn't have worked out because, you know, we hadn't had enough experience under our belt. We weren't emotionally mature enough as a couple at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once again, understand you can be the most emotionally intelligent and emotionally mature couple before you get into the lifestyle. But when you step into the lifestyle as a couple,
mm-hmm.
you are emotional toddlers because you as a couple will have to experience things that you've never experienced. You experience those things together, and that's how it's going to work. So you're going to mature together. You're going to mature together in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we're at a place where we're emotionally mature enough as a couple to do things that we couldn't have done 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so now we are at a place where if Mrs. Mocha plays, I'm fine with it. If I play, she's fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it took us a time to get to the place where we could play separately, comfortably. And for new people who are tuning in for the first time, we think that it's good for you to come into it first looking at the cons, not the pros. You know, looking at the challenges, not just the greats. Because, you know, the fun part about the lifestyle is you're going to be able to have sex with other people and you're going to be able to meet cool people who are interested and excited and non-judgmental about the lifestyle that you want to get into. So that's the fun stuff.
Go at your pace.
Yes.
Don't let anybody push you to a different pace. Go at your pace. Go with what your partner and you are comfortable with, not because this couple said, oh, you should try this because this is what we tried when we got in. And that's great because we can tell you all the advice we want. But if you don't go at your pace and do somebody else's pace, that may not work for you. Mm-hmm. So if you do one thing and that doesn't work, you can always try another thing. I wouldn't just say I don't know. How would you say give up? Don't just give up after one insecurity.
No, God, no. No, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You're going to have thousand insecurities going into it, which is okay. As long as you communicate, you're fine. And, mm-hmm. you know, even if you were the person who had the bright idea of jumping into the lifestyle, you get into it and then all of a sudden the reality of it hits you. You know, don't be a tough guy and not say, oh, I'm feeling some insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Any insecurity that you have, that's part. Any insecurity that you have, you owe it to your partner to share that with them because that's intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
The second you begin having sex with other people or sexual experiences with other people, the only thing that you have with your partner is intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
The physical act of sex or touching or kissing or making out. Most people have had sex with somebody before their significant other who they're going to the lifestyle with.
Mm-hmm.
You can reproduce sex with anybody, but the love that I have for my spouse, the trust that I have for my wife, all the things that we share here that's what make it intimate. So that in the beginning was a huge thing about her being able to be honest with me. And I've said 1,000 times, I'd rather the ugly truth over a pretty lie any day. To omit how you feel about a thing, it doesn't mean we're not going to do it again. It doesn't mean we're not going to try it again. But let me know how you feel, because the biggest thing that you're going to run into is the need for reassurance. And the toughest, most macho guy, whether he says it or not, the first time he sees you interact with another person, and that's another person. I've seen lots of guys get super insecure when his wife played with a woman. So it doesn't just mean when you're interacting with another man. It can be when you're interacting with another woman. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because for all we know, you remain soft swappers.
Yeah.
It just means, you know, could mean several different things. But we should.
We'll have to pick this up another time.
Yeah, part 2 of this.
All right. So, yeah.
Is this the right button?
Nope. No. That's my fault. I switched some stuff up.
Well, thank you for joining us here at O Faces. This is Mocha, and I have been talking about kind of starting from the beginning. And we decided to start off with
the video podcast.
And we will do more. Hopefully you will join us next time we come and hang out with you. Old Faces Podcast has multiple segments, and we discuss everything lifestyle. So until next time.
Goodbye from the Mochas. Just like a pool, let me swim in it.